So let's review. After completing the discussion of Divrei Chaveiros, the Gemara cites the following braisa. Kol b'cheres adam roya, chutz mishal atzmai. A chacham may inspect the b'cher of others for blemishes, but not his own, because people suspect him of bias that is ruling it a blemish incorrectly in order to slaughter it as chulin. However, v'roya as kadashim as maisaisif, he may inspect his own carbon shlamim or maisa behema for blemishes, v'nishal al tarasif, and he may rule regarding his own tarus. The Gemara explains the braisa. Kol b'cheres adam roya, chutz mishal atzmai. Betlasa michashidi. The Bryce is not referring to where he's one of three chacham to rule, because the entire bezin is not suspected of being biased. Rather, b'yachad mumcha, the Bryce refers to an expert who can rule alone. Nevertheless, he may not rule on his own bechar. However, reyes kadasha, because he does not stand to gain since he has another option. Ibai mitchel alayim. He can annul his vow and render the animal chul. Likewise, reyes meisreisa, because he does not stand to gain because he had another option. Ibai shadi be'muma b'kuli edri. He could have inflicted blemishes on his entire flock before taking ma'isa behema. Similarly, nishla ta'reisav, because he does not stand to gain, because chazuli be'me tumasai, he can eat his chulin that became tummy when he himself is tummy. Therefore, there's no reason to suspect that he will rule incorrectly to save himself from financial loss. Hanulach ad kami yisrael chayav, and Baruch Hashem completed the fourth parak of Masechet Bechiras, and we now begin the fifth parak called Psulim Mekdashin be'ezes Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, called Psulim Mekdashin hanayasin lehekdash. Any gain in the proceeds of the sale of disqualified karbanos benefit hekdash. Therefore, nimkaren beitlis, v'nishchatan beitlis, v'nishkalan belitra. They may be sold and slaughtered in the marketplace where there are many customers, which will result in a higher price. And they may be weighed on an ordinary scale as one would weigh meat of chulin, thus ensuring that we will receive the full price. Because hekdash will gain from these practices. However, the Mishnah continues, chutz min ha-becher v'ha-maiser shaniyasin l'baylin. Except for blemished Bechiris or Maisa Behema, whose sale only benefits their owners. Therefore, they may not be sold this way, as Rashi explains, for the benefit of a private person, we do not demean Kachem to be sold in the same way as Chulun. Rather, he must sell them from his home and estimate the weight. The Mishnah concludes, however, it is permitted to weigh the meat of the Bechir against a piece of meat of Chulun, which has a known weight. The Gemara elaborates on the phrase, Nimkarn bitlis, v'nishchatan bitlis, v'nishkalan belitra, that it must be explained in two phases. Nimkarn bitlis must be mechayim, while the animal is still alive, because pigeon requires hamad of aracha, the animal must stand before us and be evaluated. Now, Nimkarn means that the gizbah, the treasurer, sells the animal to either the original owner or to anyone else, which in old blemish kachim is also pigeon redemption, whereby the kedusha is transferred from the animal to the money. This may be done bitlis in the market or on the harabayas and then take it to the market. The person who redeemed it then either resells it or slaughters it in the market where its meat is then sold. And, keeping the shari lehumar, tafi uparik meikara. The chum allowed it to be sold commercially because the more proceeds he realizes at the end, when it is hanos in the bailam, the owner's gain, the more he will pay for the animal at the beginning, at the pigeon, when it is hanos in lehekdash, the gain of hekdash. And the Mishnah continues, however, chutz min ha-becher v'ha-maiser, shanayos in lebailam. Blemish becheres and maiser may not be sold like chulun because their proceeds only benefit their owners. The Gemara asks, regarding Bechir, the Pasuk says it cannot be redeemed even by the Kain, which means that the Kedusha does not transfer to the money, implying that once he gives it to the Kain, it can be sold, albeit retaining its Kedusha. And so since it can be sold, we understand the Mishnah teaching us, Be'itlis hu delay mizdaben, ha-be-beisim mizdaben. A Bechir may not be sold in the marketplace, but it may be sold from one's home. However, b'maisa ne'amar lo yigal, regarding maisa behema based on the gzera shava mentioned later in the next daf, the pasuk says it cannot be redeemed nor sold at all, as the Bryce explains. Einin nimka lo chay v'lo shachet lo tam v'lo bamum, cannot be sold alive or slaughtered with or without a blemish. If so, how can the mission imply that it can be sold from one's home? The Gemara answers, b'maisa behema shal yisay maskinen, u'mishum ha'shav esavei din aguba. We're discussing an animal of maisa belonging to orphans, and the Chum allowed it so they should not suffer a loss, as we learned in the following braisa. Maisa behemish shel yisaimim, meicher naisei, it's permitted to sell an animal of maisa belonging to orphans, and the maisa behemish shel shachtei mavliya be'oir bechelboi begidu bekarnath. And meat of an animal of maisa that was slaughtered may be included in the sale of the hide, fats, sinews, and horns, and one overcharges for these items to include the value of the meat. And the Gemara has two approaches in understanding this braisa. Abai explains that the Tyre Bryce is one case. We only allow orphans to sell the meat with Havla. However, adults may not sell the meat even with Havla. However, the Gemara questions this understanding from a Mishnah Masechta Sukkah that does allow Havla. When someone buys a lulav from an Am Aretz during Shemitah, the seller must give him an esrog as a gift, because ein rishoy lo lekach b'shvi'is. It's forbidden to purchase produce of Shemitah from an Am Aretz, because he would not treat the money properly. However, loy rotz alit loy b'matana, mavliya loy d'mei esrog b'lulav. If the seller refuses to do so, the buyer may overpay for the lulav to include the value of the esrog. Apparently, havlah is permitted for anyone. However, Abai differentiates as follows. Hasam loy mucha milsa, hacha mucha milsa. In the case of the esrog, the difference in price is negligible and not recognizable. Therefore, havlah is permitted. In the case of ma'aseh behemah, the meat is much more expensive, and it is obvious that he's really paying for the meat. Therefore, havlah is forbidden. Rav explains that the brisa has two cases. Ma'aseh behemah shel yesaimim, moicher noisei kedarkei. First, the brisa permits selling the meat of ma'aseh behemah of orphans in the usual way. Then the rules of ma'aseh behemah shel shachtei, mavliyei. All others may sell only through havlah. And Rav proceeds to explain why we're lenient for orphans. The pasuk says, "V'ha'yuhu u'smarasa yekodesh lo yigal." The Torah compares ma'aseh behemah to tmura. Now, emasai oisah tmura michayim, emasai ena nigel michayim. Since tmura can only take place when the animal is alive, the prohibition to sell ma'aseh behemah also applies only while it is alive. But la'achar shchita nigel, it can be redeemed after it is slaughtered. However, gazru la'achar shchita atu lifnei shchita. Chacham forbade selling even after shchita to prevent selling it before shchita. Therefore, dava hanisha mechayim gazru rabbanan, dava she'ena nisha mechayim legazru rabban. The rabban only decreed the gezeira on the part of the animal that is evaluated while it is still alive, i.e. the meat. But the rabban did not decree this gezeira on the parts that are not evaluated separately while it is alive, i.e. the hide, etc. And the rabban forbade the meat to all, even b'havla. However, b'yasmi ukmu rabbanan adai raisa. The chum did not decree this gezeira regarding orphans, and so the dinta remains, and they may sell the meat even without havla.